Marcus from Rav Masson, he's the Talmud of Rav Nachman Breslov. So he writes the Ba'arichas beautifully what Rosh Chodesh is all about. And he discusses how every Rosh Chodesh, as we say in davening, Zman kapora l'chol toil doysam. Rosh Chodeshim la'amcha nasata Zman kapora l'chol toil doysam. That's the root of tshuva. Every Rosh Chodesh is a time for tshuva because Hashem is doing tshuva. Kaviyachol, whatever that means. Hashem says, Haviyu kapora alai, bring a kapora for me, and that enables everyone else to have a kapara. The fact that Hashem needs a kapara, again, whatever that's supposed to mean, but we're repeating what Chazal tell us, that's the source, that's the root for tshuva. The possibility to do tshuva, the ability to do tshuva is because Hashem says, Haviyu kapara alai. And every Rosh Chodesh, when the moon it becomes visible, which is called the Moilad HaLevana, that's the tikkun for the Miyat HaYoreach. That's the, as we say in Kiddush Levana, Lamala is pegimas halavana, and we mentioned the pasuk that in the future the moon will once again be the same size as the sun, as the pasuk says in Navi. So the jealousy that exists in this world began with miyat hayoreach. It continued with the zuhamas hanochash. Later on, with the chait of Cain and Hevel, which was clearly an act of jealousy, and then with the story of Yosef and the brothers. Vayekanu boy echov. The brothers were jealous of Yosef HaTzadik. And that causes later all the sinas chinam and all the machloikas, including the machloikas between Malchei Yehuda and Malchei Yisrael. Nechlek Malchus Beis David was in the same place as the Mechira takes place. Down till this very day, which is the root cause of the Golus, why there was a Churban, because of sinas chinam. Kairach, which is very interesting, that Kairach believed, and Kairach didn't even realize what was driving him to do this. Kairach believed that the world of Tikkun has already arrived. It's already Yemais HaMashiach. So says Reb Tzadik, the Pritzadik, and all the Chassidish Sfarim that speak about this, they talk about the fact that Kairach saw the future. We see in Chazal also, Kairach saw Shmuel HaNavi coming out of him. He's looking into the future. He's not now, he's not here, he's not in the present. He's in the future. So Kairach sees the future world, the world of La'osid Lavoi, where the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, the Lo Yelamedu Oid Ish Esre'ehu, Ki Kulam Yedu Oisi. The future is a world where people will not have to learn from one another. There will be no Rav Talmud, there will be no Rebbe student relationship. Everyone will know La'da'as Es Hashem, U'mola Ha'oretz De'ah Es Hashem. Everyone is the same in the future. As the Gemara says at the end of Tainus, Hashem is going to make a circle, and Kaviyachol will be in the middle, and everyone will point, as we know anything about a circle, that there's every point on a circle is equidistant from the center. That's the uniqueness of a circle. So the tzaddikim will be on that circle, and everyone will see Hashem sort of on the same level. It's a machol, it's a circle. Zeh Hashem kivinu lo, you know, gidav nismacha bishuasai. Kairach felt that we're there already. Why did Kairach think that we're there already? There are two chatoyim which prevent us from getting there. And those two chatoyim are really the chet ha-egel, which culminates with the chet ha-meraglim, and the chet of mechiras Yosef, which really have not yet been rectified till today. Kairach thought that it's already been rectified. Where do we see that the chet ha-egel and the chet of mechiras Yosef are connected? This parasha also has in it, at the end, the 24 matanos of kahuna. Chav Dalad matanos kahuna are all in parashas Kairach. One of the matanos kahuna in parashas Kairach is the 5 coins that one has to redeem his firstborn with, Pidyon HaBen. The pasuk says, all firstborn animals that are kosher, and all firstborn humans, Jewish, are to be redeemed, because they belong to the Kohanim. Ufiduyav mi ben chaydash tifta. A boy at the age of a month is to be redeemed. The sanctity of the firstborn, which every firstborn has a kedusha, because of makas b'chayrois, because Hashem redeemed us when He took us out of Mitzrayim, that kedusha has to be redeemed, and 5 coins are given to the Kohanim. A lot is said on that, a lot is discussed on that. Why is it that a Bechor has to redeem his Kedusha? And if that's the case, why doesn't a Kohen have to redeem his Kedusha? A Kohen also has Kedusha. Kohanim were Niskadesh, Leviim were Niskadesh. We don't find that Kohanim and Leviim have to redeem, have to exchange the Kedusha that they have on any coins. Dafka firstborns have to have their Kedusha redeemed. And this is first discussed in Parshas Bay, and then later on in Parshas Mishpatim, and then later on in Parshas Kisisa, and a little bit in Bamidbar. But the source for Pigin Aben is Parshas Koyrach. The Rambam and Hilchas Bikurim, in the 11th chapter, the Rambam begins Hilchas Bikurim, that it's a mitzvah to redeem every firstborn. He quotes the Pasuk in our Parsha here in Koyrach, Ach Padoi Sifta Eis Bechor HaAdam. Ach Padoi Sifta Eis Bechor HaAdam. And how much? 5 coins. One may say, well, Pigyon HaBen belongs in this parasha because it's one of the Chavdal of Matonos of Kahuna. This is the parasha that discusses the Chavdal of Matonos of Kahuna. But it's interesting that the Torah mentions it before already. The Torah talks to us before in the previous parashas about the fact that firstborns are holy, Kadosh Likol Bechor. We say it every day when we put on our tefillin, the parasha of Kadosh Likol Bechor, Lihu. B'chol b'chor odna b'vonecho tifta. But the Torah never says exactly how much, how many coins to redeem a firstborn with. Although it does say it in Bamidbar, there it's talking about the exchange of firstborns to Leviim, when the Leviim were first, when they were counted. That's not exactly Pigyon HaBen. Pigyon HaBen is here, and this is the source. As Rashi says a few times in Chumash, in Parshas Koyrach you'll find out how much you have to redeem a firstborn with. So Pigyon HaBen is here. And Pigyon HaBen, literally, and Rashi brings this in the Chumash as well, is because the firstborns blew it by the Egel. They were supposed to be those who serve in the Beis HaMikdash. They were supposed to be those who serve in the Mishkan. Bechaira is a very unique title. And not everyone deserves it. Even those who are born first don't necessarily get the title Bechaira. This we see throughout Chumash. Esav loses the Bechaira, although he was born first. The Shvatim and Yosef. Yosef was not the firstborn. Reuven is the firstborn of Yaakov. Yosef is the firstborn of his mother. He's the Peter Rechem, but he's not the firstborn of Yaakov Avinu. But yet, as it says in Divrei Hayomim, the Bechorah was taken away from Reuven because of the chet of Bilhah, Pachas Kamayim, and was given to Yosef. So Yosef has the status of Bechor, Bechor Shoirei Hodorloi. It's not necessarily genetics. It goes by who deserves it. Klal Yisrael, we are referred to as Hashem's firstborn, B'ni Bechayri Yisrael, but we didn't get here first. The Goyim we have before us, the nations rule before Am Yisrael, and as we see, Esav is before Yaakov, but yet we have the title B'ni Bechayri Yisrael and no one else. So because the Bechorim worship the Egel together with almost everyone, almost every member of Klal Yisrael, they lost the right, the privilege to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. And that privilege was given to the Kohanim, to the Leviim, specifically to the Kohanim. But that's not it. The Yerushalmi and Shkolim, and the Medrash brings it down in a few places as well, tells us that the reason why everyone has to redeem their firstborn child is because we sold Yosef HaTzadik, who was the Bechor of Rachel, which answers the question that many Mefarshim ask, why is Pidyon HaBen Peter Rechem? Bechor is usually the Bechor of the father. You don't go by the mother. When it comes to inheritance, you go by the father. You don't follow the mother. Yet by Pidyon HaBen, we follow the mother, Peter Rechem. Because there's another reason why we redeem our firstborn children. Not only because Hashem saved the firstborns in Mitzrayim, and it's not only because we are exchanging the Kedusha of the Bechor, we are giving the Kohen, on the coins which are given to the Kohanim, because the Bechorim lost their privilege because of the Chet HaEgel, there's something else going on here, and that is the Bechira of Yosef. The fact that the Shvatim sold Yosef HaTzadik, who was the Bechor of Rachel, and the deal was, they made Esrim Kosef, they sold him for 20 silver coins, which is equal to Chameshas Shkolim. Esrim Sloim is Chameshas Shkolim, so therefore every Jew has to redeem his firstborn. It's sort of like a punishment. It's a punishment because of the chait of Mechiras Yosef. So Pidyon HaBen has to do with Mechiras Yosef. And the fact that every firstborn has to be redeemed is a proof that the Mechiras Yosef has not yet been rectified. It would seem that La'asid Lavoi, there'll be no need for Pidyon HaBen, especially that Chazal tells us, that Sifri brings it in Baal Yischa, that the Bechorah will be reinstated, it'll be restored. And in the future, the firstborns will once again serve in the Beis HaMikdash. They will retain that sanctity. It won't have to be redeemed. And especially then, when the Chet of Mechiras Yosef will be forgiven. This could explain why Pidyon HaBen is here in this parasha. Korach thought that the Chet HaEgel and the Chet of Mechiras Yosef were forgiven. And the connection between the two is, the Megala Amukis tells us that the Shvatim saw Beruach HaKodesh. This is again, while they're fighting Yosef HaTzadik, which tells us, this itself tells us that these were very, very holy people. And this was not just some petty sibling rivalry. We were talking about lofty, L'mai L'mai HaSagoseinu. It's beyond our capacity of comprehension to understand the brothers in Yosef, why they would sell their brother, why they would even agree to kill their brother. They definitely felt that he was a Rodev, that he was Chayiv Misa. They judged him. They saw him from afar. As some say, means they didn't look at him up close. They didn't see who he really was. Or as the Megala Amuka says, they looked into the future. And they saw Yeravam ben Nevat coming out of Yosef HaTzadik. Yeravam ben Nevat is a descendant of Ephraim. They also saw Yehu ben Nimshi coming out of Menashe. And those two were idol worshippers, were Chaytim u'machti es harabim. Yeravam ben Nevat specifically, the Mishnah says, was the Chote u'machti es harabim. And they felt that if we get rid of Yosef now, it'll spare Klal Yisrael a lot of troubles and headaches later on. That's what the Megala Amukas quotes from the early Mekubalim, the Kadmainim, that they saw Yeravam ben Nevat. Fine. This is all fine until Chet HaEgel. When it comes to Chet HaEgel, not only are they sinning here with the Egel, but retroactively, the fact that they sold Yosef, even though it wasn't that generation, it was their forebears before them, it was the Shvatim, but the Shvatim sold Yosef because they saw coming out of Yosef someone who's going to make an Egel. Yeravam ben Nevat built an eagle in the north of Eretz Yisrael, in the south of Eretz Yisrael, and as a result, he deserves to die, he deserves to be sold, so we shouldn't hear from him anymore. But when they made the eagle themselves in the Midbar, so the Chet of Mechiras Yosef was awakened, was Nisorer, the Kitrug of the Chet of Mechiras Yosef, because all the Malachim and Shemayim are saying to Hashem, that excuse of wanting to sell Yosef will kill him because of who's going to come out of him, well, they all did the same thing, they all sinned. What right did they have then to sell Yosef because of what's going to happen later when they're all doing the same thing? And that's what the Megala Amuka says and others for him, that at the time when the Egel was made, at the same time, the Chet of Mechiras Yosef was brought up, these two together. That's why the Egel was in the shape of an axe. They didn't actually have that. They threw the gold into the fire. And then out came an Egel, out came the image of a baby axe. Why is it an axe? As it says in Tehillim, Kesavnis Shor Ochel Esav. Yosef is compared to an axe. Bechor Shoyre Hoder Eloi. In fact, it was the metal plate, the gold plate that Micha took from Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe used to take Yosef's coffin out of the Nile River. Ale Shor was written on that golden plate. That was the plate that Micha put into the fire or held it near the fire, and then out came the Egel in the image of an axe. Tavnis Shor Ochel Esav. This was a reminder. Remember back then what you did to Yosef HaTzadik? You're all guilty. You have no right. Look, you're doing the same thing that you accused him. You said that Yeravam ben Nevat's going to come out of Yosef, and look at all of you. This explains even our Pipshat why it says when they built the Mishkan, every day the Nesiim brought a goat for a sin offering. Seir Izim Echad Lechatas. Every single day of the first 12 days of Nisan, when the Mishkan was put up for the first time, says Rashi and Chumash, Pshutai Shal Mikra, what was the goat for a sin offering for? Lechaper al Chet Mechiras Yosef. Shanem al Yishchatu Seir Izim. What does Mechiras Yosef have to do with the Mishkan? The Mishkan we know was a kapara for the Chet HaEgel, that's clear. Eile Pekudei HaEdus, Mishkan HaEdus, Edus Sheviter Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Maiseh HaEgel. Aaron was told to take an egel and sacrifice it on the Yom HaShmini LaMiluim, Kach Lecha Egel, Lechaper Al HaEgel. There's no question that the Mishkan was kapara for the egel. They brought gold, donated gold for the Mishkan as a rectification for the donating of the gold for the egel. What does Mechiras Yosef have to do with this? Not only that, the Safra in Parshas Shmini, On the pasuk kechusir izim lachatos ve'egel v'cheves la'oyel, there it says again kechusir izim lachatos lachaper al ma'ase mechiras Yosef on the yom hashmini la'miluyim. Based on what we just said, it's understood because the chet ha'egel and the chet ha'mechiras Yosef go hand in hand. The only excuse they had to sell him or to want to kill him is because they saw who was going to come out of him. They were worried about the egel in the future. They themselves are now guilty. They all made an egel, except for one Shevet, and that's Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi had nothing to do with the Chet HaEgel. We know that. Vayeosfu Elav Kol B'nei Levi, but they were very guilty in the time of the Mechira. Shimon and Levi were the main culprits. Shimon was the one who says to Levi, Vayomer Ish Alochev, Hine Baal HaChaloimois HaLozeh Bo. Megala Amukah says, Hine Baal. They saw Baal. They saw the Avodah Zorah of Baal in the future, which was going to be built by Yeravim ben Nevat. So Shimon and Levi were the main ones here that wanted to get rid of Yosef. L'shem Shamayim, because they saw what's going to come out of him. So the question is, why do Kohanim, who come from Levi, deserve to get the Pidyon Habayin? They deserve to get the five coins. The Hamesha Shkolim we give to Levi, to a Kohen who comes from Levi, when Levi was the most involved in the selling of Yosef, especially according to the Yerushalmi, that the reason why we have to redeem our firstborn sons is because of what was done to Yosef at Tzadik, and the Kohanim get it. They come from Levi. They were the most, who was one of the most responsible in the selling of Yosef HaTzadik. And the answer is based on what we just said. When it came to the Chet HaEgel, Levi was exonerated from a Chet of Mechiras Yosef as well. Because Levi did not participate one iota in the Chet HaEgel, then their participation in the Chet of Mechiras Yosef was justified. They're the only ones who could say that when Levi saw out of Yeravim ben Nevat coming out of Yosef, and later by the Chet HaEgel, he did not participate. He's the only one who had a right, because he was the one that did not participate at all. Kishomuim Rasechu V'rizcha Yinsayru. Koirach is a Levi. Koirach is from Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi did not participate in the Chet HaEgel at all. There's one other Shevet and there's another Shevet who didn't participate in the Chet of Mechiras Yosef, and that's Reuven. Meshech Chochmah asks, why do Bnei Reuven have to redeem their firstborn sons? Reuven had nothing to do with the Chet of Egel. Binyamin either not. Meshech Chochmah asks that question. So that's why you have to come on to the other reason of Pidyon HaBen, and that's because of they lost their right, their privilege to serve because of the Chet of Egel. So it's intertwined, Egel and Mechiras Yosef. But Reuven certainly had nothing to do with it. Reuven is the one who says, Vayishma Reuven Vayatzilehu Miyodam. Reuven is the one who says, let's not kill him. Al Tishbuchu Dam. And what was his intention? Laman Hatziloi Soy Miyodam, as the Pasuk says, Lahashiva Yaloviv. And then later when he returns, after he went home to serve his father, and he sees that Yosef's not in the pit, Hayele Deinenu Vani On Aniba, he's all Mevulbul. Reuven's chait is not Mechiras Yosef. Reuven says, I am the Bechor, I'm going to be blamed. That's why Reuven understood the privilege of being a Bechor. He understood what it meant to be a Bechor. He said, I'm going to have to take the blame, and therefore I have to stop this. Reuven's chait is not there. Reuven's chait is the pachas kamayim, the act of impulsiveness with the mice of the Yitzue Bilha. And of course, by the Chet HaEgel. Reuven definitely participated. Shevet Reuven definitely participated in the Chet HaEgel. But Mechiras Yosef, certainly we could say that Reuven did not have anything to do. But there's another thing here. The chait of Mechiras Yosef was jealousy. Vayikanu boy echov. Yosef has something which they felt that they deserve, or that Yosef does not deserve. Yosef doesn't deserve the ksonas pasim. Yosef is not the Bechor in their minds. They don't understand why Yaakov is giving it to him. There's kinah. There's definitely jealousy. The Torah says, Vayikanu boy echov. Reuven has no jealousy at all. Reuven clearly is not Mekane. And Rashi brings this down from Chazal at the beginning of in Vayetze. He was called Reuven, tell us Chazal, besides the reason of Ra Hashem Ba'anyi, because Leah said, Reuma Bein Beni Leben Chami. Look at the difference between my oldest and my son, my father-in-law's oldest, which is Esav. Look at the contrast between Yosef and Esav. Esav sold the Bechorah to Yaakov, and later he contests it, and he wants it back, and he's trying to prevent Yaakov from being buried in the Maris HaMachpelah, on and on, and hates us until this very day because of that. Reuben, on the other hand, didn't give it away, yet when it was taken away from him, not only he does not try to kill or try to sell Yosef, but he's the one who tries to get him out of the pit. So clearly, jealousy is not one of Reuven's blemishes. It's not kinnah. Kinnah is not driving. Reuven is lamayla from kinnah. What Korach doesn't realize, though, is that Korach did have kinnah. And Chazal tell us, and Rashi brings it here, what was behind all of this? Niskane, he was jealous that Moshe Rabbeinu appointed Elitzofan ben Uziel to be the Nasi over the Bnei Kohos. It's Tfilat Tzadik in his Sefer, says it's Merumas, Umaduat Hisnasu al Kahal Hashem. He says, Al Kahal Hashem is Begamatria Elitzofan. Maduat Hisnasu, why is Madua Tais Nasu? He says, Tisnasu is Tais Nasu, giving leadership. Why are you giving leadership? Al Kahal Hashem to Elitzofan, Al Kahal Hashem, Begamatria Elitzofan. So it was the appointment of Elitzofan that really was behind all of this. And very, very possibly and probably, that Korach didn't even know that. So a lot of times we are driven to do things, we don't even know what it really is. Some people have to go to a psychologist for a few years to find out why they're doing something, and later they find that after 20 years, why they did something. Something in the recesses of the mind. Chazal tell us that's what this was. It was kinnah. Korach thought that the world has already reached the madrega, that there is no kinnah anymore. As it says, La'asid lavoi, v'sara kinas Ephraim. Ephraim lo yikaneyes Yehuda, v'Yehuda lo yikaneyes Ephraim. There'll be no jealousy in the future. As the Rambam ends off Hilchas Malachim, that at that time there will be no kinnah, no sinah, no tacharas. He mentions specifically jealousy. There'll be no more jealousy. Meaning, what Korach says, ki chol ha'eda kulam kedoshim v'soicham Hashem, that all of Klal Yisrael are holy, and Hashem is among them. And he says, the raya is, the Mishkan was built and the Shechina came down. He says, that's proof Hashem has returned to us. All our chatoim have been atoned for, including Chet HaEgel, especially he says that we didn't do it. He said we had nothing to do with the Chet HaEgel. Shevet Levi had no participation at all in the Chet HaEgel. That's why Korach, as we see in the Pesukim and Chazal elaborate, was upset that the Levim and the Kohanim were separated one from the other. He said Shevet Levi should all be one and the same. If Chet HaEgel is still here, he says, and the firstborns don't get to serve yet, so then there should be no difference between Kohanim and Levim, because the entire Shevet Levi is free from the Chet HaEgel. Why is there Kohanim and Levim? Which bothers him very much. And later at the end of the parasha, we see the Torah repeats, and the Torah talks to us about the distinction between Kohanim and Levim. And Levim have to give Meiser to Kohanim, Trumas Meiser, that there is a separation between Kohanim and Levim. Which Korach doesn't understand, because if Chet HaEgel was forgiven, certainly it makes no sense. And even if not, we're all from the entire Shevet Levi is free from Chet HaEgel. There should be no difference between a Kohen and a Levi. And that's how it's going to be in the future, says, as the Arizal says, Kohanim HaLevim, that the Levim will have the same status as Kohanim La'asid Lavoi. What Korach wants, which is why the parasha is named after him, and he asks, how could you name a parasha after a Rasha? What Korach wants is a lofty thing. Everyone should want to be a Kohen Gadol. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I want it too. Afani writes it b'kach. To want it is one thing. To do something about it is another. It's the Vayikach Korach. That's the problem. What Korach wants, that every Jew should be a Kohen Gadol, that's the way it ought to be, that's the way it was supposed to be. V'atem tihi yulim amlechus kohanim. In the future it'll be that way, but not yet. The world of the future, which is in Sefer Daniel, Daniel is the one who talks about the Zmanim of Bias HaMashiach. In fact, Daniel tells us exactly when Mashiach is going to come, just no one knows what he's talking about. He himself didn't know what he was saying. As the Gemara says in Megillah, he himself didn't realize. But in Daniel it says clearly, and all the tzaddikim and all the generations have tried to figure it out, so far no one figured it out, when exactly that time is. But Daniel is the one who knows the Keitz HaGeula. The Keitz HaGeula is in Daniel. And Korach thought that it's already that time. Korach thought that the world of the future is already here. We know that when we say Amen, Amen is equal to 91. Aleph Mem Nun. You're supposed to have in mind, it says in Halacha, Amen is a combination of two of Hashem's names. Yud Kei Vav Kei, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. That's 26 plus 65 is equal to Amen. However, it tells us that Avodas Yisrael, the Kashna Tzamagid, based again on the words of the Arizal, that La'osid Lovay, Hashem's name will no longer be Yudke Vovke, it'll be Yudke Yudke. Bayoim Hahu Yihiyeh Hashem Echod. Hashem will be Yihiyeh. And meaning then that the combination of Yudke Vovke with Aleph Dalet Nun Yud will be four more. Now it's 91, then it'll be 95. And he tells us, that's what, when we vinch on a young couple, when they get married, when they get engaged, we say the zivug should be oile yofe. The young couple should have a very good life together. The zivug should be oile yofe. So he says the zivug means the combination of Hashem's two names, should be equal to yofe. Yofe is equal to 95, yud pei hei. That's how many psukim Parshas Korach has, 95 psukim, because this parsha, what Korach wants will happen in the world of Yofa, in the world of Yefei Noif Misois Kol Ha'oretz. Yerushalayim is referred to as Yefei Noif Misois Kol Ha'oretz. Mashiach is called Yof Yofisa Mibnei Adam in Kapitel Mem Hayef Tehillim. That's the world of beauty. The world of Yofi is in the future. Rashi says, Parsha Zu Yofa Nidrosh Es B'merish Rebbe Tanchuma. Do you know when this parsha will be understood? Do you know when we'll understand what Korach wanted in the world of Yofa, in the world where Hashem's two names are equal to 95? The Medrash Rabbi Tanchuma, in the world of Tanchuman, when Mashiach, the Menachem, comes, and as Menachem Klal Yisrael, Medrash Rabbi Tanchuma, will understand Parshas Korach, will understand the concept of Kichol Ha'eda Kulam Kedoshim V'Soichem Hashem. And at that time, all the firstborns will be reinstated. Reuven will be the firstborn again, as Yaakov tells him, Reuven b'chayri ata. Now it was given to Yosef HaTzadik, in the future you will get the b'chayra back. Korach takes Reuven with him. He says, Reuven displays no jealousy. He had nothing to do with the chet of Mechiras Yosef. And I, a member of Shevet Levi, had nothing to do with the chet of Egel. So between the two of us, for sure, we should be able to bring about the Olam HaTikun. And the fact that the Mishkan was built, the fact that the Shekhinah returns, V'saychem Hashem, that shows us that Hashem is with us. We've misaken chet ha'ego, which means we will misaken the chet of Mechiras Yosef as well. They go together. Dafka in this parasha is pidyon haben. Dafka here, the Torah talks to us about the pidyon haben, that it's still necessary to redeem the firstborn with kesef chameshas shkolim, because the tikkun hasn't happened yet. It is not yet the time of Sisora Kinas Ephraim. The Haraya, Korach was motivated by Kinah. Korach, who wants to bring to the Olam HaTikun, he himself doesn't realize that what's really motivating is not La'asid Lovay. What's really motivating him here is the Kinah, the jealousy of the fact that Elif Sofen Ben Uziel was appointed and not him. Masha Enkein Aron HaKohen. Aron HaKohen is the example of one who is free from jealousy. Not because he was born that way, because he worked on himself. Because when Moshe Rabbeinu went to see him, the pasuk says, "Hine," Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, who didn't want to take away the leadership from Aaron, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Hine yoytze likrosecha v'somach belibo." You should know that Aaron's going to come and greet you, and he's going to be smiling, but don't think it's a fake smile. Many people smile, but inside they're very angry. Not necessarily is a smile always a sign of what's really going on inside. Says the pasuk, "V'somach belibo," inside. And that's why he wears the chayshan on his chest with the names of all the shvatim, because he tolerates everyone. He's the oyev shalom, v'roydev shalom. He has no kinah whatsoever. It didn't bother him one bit that his younger brother, just like over here, Korach with Elif Sofen Ben Uziel, who was younger than him, it didn't bother Aaron that his younger brother takes over the leadership and not him. And that's why it's really very nice how we see here in the parasha when Hashem tells Aaron, v'ani hinein osati lecho es mishmeres trumoy soy. You're gonna keep with the kahuna, is gonna stay with you for now. And Rashi says, Besimcha, Hine is a lashon simcha, and he quotes the pasuk, Hine hu yoytze likrosecha v'ro'acha v'somach b'libay, that very pasuk, that tells us that Aaron has no jealousy. Aaron was free, was a naki from kinah. Aaron therefore deserves the kahuna now, Korach does not. If Korach was not motivated by kinah, then Korach would have deserved it too. La'asid lavay, it says, he will be the Kohen Gadol. So says the Arizal. Tzadik katomar yifrach hisayf etayvus Korach. Tzadik is a kuf, katomar is a resh, yifrach is a ches. That's what the Arizal says. That la'asid lavay, Korach will be the Kohen Gadol. But Korach was a nitzutz of Kayin. By Kayin it says, the earth opened up and swallowed the blood of Hevel. The same expression that it says in our parish, in fact, the only time that it ever uses this expression in Chumash, Ufotzesoha Adoma Espiha, is by Kayin, and then later here in this parasha by Kairach. The earth opens up to swallow the blood of Hevel, so the earth is cursed. The ato oror atomin ho adoma asher potzeso espiha. Here too, batiftach ho oretz espiha, which is the same letters as Yofer. But Yofer turns to piha. Could have been Yofer's in the future, but unfortunately, because this was not the time, the world is not yet ready for the future when kichol ho eidah kulam kedoshim. It ends up turning around and becoming batiftach ho oretz espiha. Kairach wants to exalt himself over everyone else. Maduat hisnasu, his elenu gam historer. Very similar to what the Shvatim say to Yosef Atzadik, Hamoloich timloich banu imoshal timshal banu. The kinna led them to believe that Yosef wants to rule over them, especially as was indicated in his dreams. And here too, Kairach says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Maduat hisnasu. Which is also because of the kinna that Kairach had. And the same expression that we find by Kayin and Hevel. It's interesting too, that the Pasuk says that Kayin's carbon was not accepted. And here too, Al Teifen El Minchasam, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, do not accept their mincha, which the Torah uses the same lashon, mincha by Kayin as well. And perhaps this is the reason why on Rosh Chodesh, which Rosh Chodesh is the tikkun for the jealousy of the moon, which is what really started it all, when the moon said, "Eifshel shnei melachim sheyishtamshu bekeser echad." Dafka on Rosh Chodesh is when Kairach and his entourage cry out, "Moshe emes v'sayrasay emes v'onu badoyim," because Rosh Chodesh is the tikkun for the miyot halavana. Rosh Chodesh is the maylat halavana. Every Rosh Chodesh is a zman of geula. Every Rosh Chodesh is a zman of tikkun, a zman of gilui, of revelation. Tammuz fell, just like Kairach did. Tammuz is under the ground, like Kairach is under the ground. And this all starts from the Zuhamas Hanochash. Zuhamas is Oisius HaTammuz. The Hanoshim of Akois has HaTammuz. Yerushalayim, which was broken into in the month of Tammuz. Yerushalayim is the city of Achdus. Ki'ir shechubra lo yachdav, we say about Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, there's no room for jealousy. In Yerushalayim, there's no kinna. And therefore, in Tammuz, the month of Reuven, Tammuz is the month of Reuven, as the Arizal says. And Reuven was naki from jealousy. Reuven can definitely claim that he deserves to be the Bechor. They had no part in the chait of Mechiras Yosef at all. Reuven's chait is the pachas. And the chatoim that take place in Tammuz were also pachas, were also acts of impulsiveness. The cheta egel, they didn't want to wait. Vayar ha'am ki boishe ish moishe. They didn't have the patience to wait one more day. So Tammuz fell, just like Kairach fell. Tammuz really is a month of La'osid Lavoi. Tammuz is the month of Reuven. Reuven was called Reuven Miloshan Re'iya, Ki Ra'a Hashem Ba'onyi. La'osid Lavoi, it says that we will be zeichet to learn Torah b'vchinas Re'iya. Now it's only Shmiya, Toshma. The Gemara always says, Toshma, come and listen. Kairach thought that we're already holding in the future. It's a time to see. It's a time for us to be zeichet to the Torah of Re'iya, the Torah of Mashiach, which is greater than the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Chazal say that the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah of now, is Hevel, compared to Yemos HaMashiach. Why did Chazal use the word Hevel? Because Moshe was the Gilgal of Hevel. Moshe was the Gilgal of Hevel. Kairach was the Nitzitz of Kayin. And in many ways, Kain was greater than Hevel, but because Kain was greater than Hevel, that's why he falls. Just like it says, Esav, the Sfarim bring down, had more potential than Yaakov. And had Esav did what was right, he would have been greater than Yaakov, and great Tzadikim came out of Esav. Kain, as the Sfarim say, was the Bechina of Beis Shammai. Hevel is Beis Hillel. Moshe is the Bechina of Hillel. La'osid Lovay, the halacha will be like Shammai. The halacha will be like those who follow the Tzad Hadin. Kairach wanted that the world should already be like La'osid Lovay, when it will be Noyheg al Pi Din, like the way it was supposed to be at the beginning. Bereishis b'machshava Allah b'machshava libreis ha'olam b'midas hadin. Soif Maisa B'machshava Techila. At the end, it'll be that way. At the end, when Mashiach will come, the world will be Mesnahig Al Pi Din. Now it's Chesed, now it's Torah's Chesed, because we couldn't survive Al Pi Din. So we don't follow Beis Shammai, we follow Beis Hillel, who was more Mekel, not more Machmir. But the halacha will be like Shammai, which is the Bechina of Kayin in Kedusha. Gevura, Eish, what is Kina? Kina comes from anger, from Eish, but it's the Eish on the other side. It's the wrong usage of the Gevura. Masha Enkein, in Kedusha, there's also a concept of Kina. We find by Pinchas, Bekanoi es Kinasi. We find by Hashem, the Kinesi, Hashem, Hashem is going to take revenge. Hashem is, the only thing that says that gets Hashem jealous, Kaviyachal, is Avodah Zarah, which the Chet HaEgel brought about the Kina of Hashem, which he's referred to as Kael Kana. So in Chodesh Tammuz, which is the Chodesh of Reuven, who had the red stone on the Choshen, the ruby, that's Reuven, the Odem on the Choshen, the color red is the color that is associated with Midas Hadin. The way it'll be the Asid Lavoi, Midas Hadin, Halacha Kebei Shammai. But now we cannot go that way. Now the color red is associated with evil. Now the color red is Ma'adin, the color red is Dam, the color red is the color even today we see associated with the different powers in the world that use the color red as their symbol, which are not from the Tzadah Kedusha. The Medrash says that Kairach saw Parah Aduma, and from there he fought against Moshe Rabbeinu. He thought Parah Aduma, as we'll see next week, was the tikkun for the Chet HaEgel. And it's the color red. Kairach sees the color red as being a color for tikkun. That means that La'asid Lavai, the Midas Hadin, will rule the world. Kairach felt that we're there already. And that was Kairach's mistake. Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, Boiker v'yoyda Hashem. In the morning, Hashem will let us know. And it was in the morning, in the future, in the future time. Boiker v'yoyda Hashem is Begematria Mashiach ben David. When Mashiach will come, then you'll be right. But it's not Boiker yet. In fact, as it says in Mishlei, a person who's jealous, Urekav atzomois kina. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Tav Kuflin Beis, a person who's jealous, his bones will rot. Misha yesh boi kina atzmoisov markivin. And it's based on the pasuk, Urekav atzomois kina. Rekav, rokov means decomposition, rotting, spoilage. Kina brings about decomposition. Kina brings about spoilage. Kina brings about decay. The word boiker is the same letters as rokov. Now it's Rokov, in the future it'll be Boiker. Vayikach Koirach ben Yitzhar ben Kahos. Ben Yitzhar ben Kahos is Begamatria Urekav Atzamois. Koirach thought that he was in the future. Koirach thought that what he wanted was the way it's supposed to be. But what he didn't realize is that what was motivating him was Kina, was recovering. And of course that's what happens. He ends up being swallowed up under the ground. Kosha Kishoil Kina, the Pasuk says in Shashirim. Concerning kina, kosha kishoil, that kina is so severe it's like Gehenim itself. And that's exactly what Kairach ends up in Sha'oil, in Gehenim, Chayim Sha'oil as a result of his kina. But La'asid Lavoi Kairach will come out. Moirid Sha'oil Vayoal, the Pasuk says in Shmuel Beis, in Shmuel Aleph Rabbi, Chana, the mother of Shmuel, who's the descendant of Kairach, she says, Moirid Sha'oil Vayoal, as we had recently in the Daf Yomi in Sanhedrin, that Adas Kairach Asidim La'alois, that they're going to come out of Gehenim. Moirid Sha'oil Vayoal. Moirid Sha'oil Vayoal is Begamatria Dosan Vaviram. They too, says the Feres Shloimer. The Feres Shloimer says that Dosan Vaviram will also come back in the future. Unlike the Orachayim HaKadosh, who says that there's no tikkun for them, the Feres Shloimer says there is. Moirid Sha'oil Vayoal. Sha'oil Vayoal is Begamatria Tammuz. Tammuz, which is now in Gehenim, like the gates of Yerushalayim that are under the ground, Tavu Ba'oretz She'oreha, Tammuz, which has the same fate as Kairach, just like Kairach will come out of She'oil, and in the future, what Kairach wanted to become reality, so too Chodesh Tammuz will be Nizgala as the Chodesh of Mashiach. Tammuz is Begamatria Melech HaMashiach. Tammuz is Begamatria Soimach Hashem L'chol HaNoiflim. Tammuz is also equal to Elohim Chashova L'toiva, which was said by Yosef HaTzadik to the brothers, that the whole Mechira, which you thought, Atem Chashavtem Olai Ro'o, Elohim Chashova L'toiva, it's really good. That's equal to Tammuz. Tammuz now looks bad. Tammuz is the month of the Tzoyim HaRavi'i. Tammuz is the month of in which Yerushalayim experiences a Churban. But the fact that this is the month in which Yerushalayim experiences a Churban means that the tikkun lies in Tammuz. In Tammuz we have to work on the midah of kinnah, eradicate the kinnah, hakinnah v'hatayvah v'hakovayt, moitzian esa adam in ha'olam. And we should talk about zeicher to the ultimate pidyon habayin. The Gemara ends off Masechtas Pesachim, which is the Masechta that talks about Pesach and Geula, with the story of pidyon habayin. Hashem will redeem his firstborn son. Pidyon habayin is HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps the mitzvahs just as much as we keep. Magid Devar of Yaakov, Chukav Mishpat of Yisrael, says the Medrash, that Hashem keeps to the mitzvahs like we do. So just like we have to redeem our firstborn, Hashem has to redeem his firstborn. We, who are the B'ni B'chayr Yisrael, Hashem will redeem us from Golos and take Tammuz out of Golos and Kairach out of Golos and all of us out of Golos. We should all be zeichet to celebrate this Shiv Asa B'Tammuz feasting in the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi.